Loggins has that he keeps in his pocket?
For when he's shivering and sitting on a rock by one of the seven pools of Hana.
Naked.
Naked.
Oh, my gosh. I was watching the House and Garden Channel over the weekend.
A recorder, that's called.
Yeah.
Recorder.
Yeah. You're right. And
they showed
almost
his house.
Like an ocarina.
Right.
Yeah. They showed his house, and he took us on a guided tour of his house on the Home and Garden Channel, and my goodness, it's
too nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you want a Charles Manson and his family to, you know, where you want a Charles Manson to show up and do some ransacking and killing.
He kept talking about how he wanted his bedroom to have lower ceilings and be more sensual because, after all, that's where he makes love.
Sure, a lower ceiling would make his dick look bigger, right?
But he also said he had a family bed, didn't he?
It's a king size and a queen size tied together. And all of the family has slept there together from time to time. And
like no family has ever had all their kids in bed with him.
Right.
Right.
Hey, you're so cool, Kenny.
And what's his wife's name?
Enema Girl.
Yeah. Anyway, she told the...
I bet you he makes her roll off under the queen.
She said that one of their youngest children was on there, and he was always such a happy young boy until he slept in this particular place in their huge oversized bed. And she brought in an expert who told her that this restless spirits were coming up through that portion of the bed, and so they put cardboard underneath the mattress, and he's been fine ever since.
Right, like he wasn't on a wet spot.
I know, restless spirits hate cardboard.
I thought that was a kind of mattress, a restless spirit. Assert a restless spirit.
So she was on the show, though? You actually got to see Julia walking
Julia,
and talking?
Yeah. And she's pretty attractive.
She's fine, but, you know, he's the one who thinks she's not hot enough for him because he's candy, you know,
right.
Footloose, babe.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Whoa, Milo.
And he does all the talking. When she's talking, you can see him in the background just looking so intently at her to make sure that he's ready to jump in if there's anything that she says that...
And he wants her to stop, basically. It's like, hey, I'm Kenny Loggins. I'll do the splaining around here, Lucy.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, we're here at Salmon's Pub, and this is the pub that you can win if you enter the Guinness Win a Pub deal. And it seems like a very nice one, and I got to tell
sure
you.
Sure does.
Yeah.
The locals are very friendly.
And, boy, you start out with a built-in clientele. This place is jumping.
Yeah.
This would be a fine pub to win.
And I don't get the feeling that they're going to be mad at you if you just take it over, because I think that Patty Salmon guy is still going to show up.
Yeah,
he's not exactly working his ass off here.
No, he's got some young men behind the bar.
Mm-hmm.
He's a raconteur.
I really like the guy, and he's taken a liking to me. But I cannot at this time. I cannot understand a word he's saying to me.
Well, he's gone just a little bit over the line.
Yeah,
he's gone into Gaelic too. So Irish. I mean, it's like, brother, I love you. I don't know what you're telling me.
Right.
When you slur, it's tough. But when you slur with a really heavy accent, it becomes difficult.
I've been saying yes to everything. And you know who knows what I'm in for?
The guy that decided he was too drunk to be on the radio today.
Mm-hmm.
He has been getting drunker and drunker since that point. And the last time I saw him, I was going into the bathroom, and he said something to me that I think was, "Hey, don't get any on ya."
Yeah. He's asked me 10 times if they can hear us in Milwaukee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think he has literally been here for 10 hours.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's still standing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still standing.
He's a professional.
So I was taking a whiz with Patty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking
a whiz.
Nice.
Yeah. And then he put his arm around me without washing his hands. And then my button popped on my pants.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
Well, I'm surprised that the buttons have lasted this long, because there's a lot of pressure down there. A lot of pressure.
What, with Patty putting his arm around
me? No, I don't know. Just last week. I didn't eat right last week, because I was traveling all the time. And, you know, they always have catering backstage at concerts, and they have, like, cookies and, like, all the things that you shouldn't eat.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a bowl of fruit, but... There's like big oatmeal cookies and you know all this kind of stuff that you shouldn't eat, and it's hard not to. Although it's easier not to if you follow Brian in line, because Brian just walks up to a cookie, eats it, and then puts it back in the basket. He's like the cookie monster. In Minneapolis, we walk in. I'm helping him look for his dressing room. And even though I knew it was upstairs and I told him that, he didn't believe me.
Uh-huh.
So we're walking by the catering table. He sees an oatmeal raisin cookie, picks it up, takes a bite of it, puts it back.
Did he not like it, or he just didn't want any more?
He just wanted a bite. He has told me in the past that he does that so other people won't take it, which I understand as someone with a bit of an addictive personality.
Yeah.
That's it's a hoarding thing, you know.
Oh, so he can have one later. They won't be all gone because nobody will want that one.
Right, and in fact, they might not want any when they see one that's got a bite out of it lying on top of the rest of them.
I think the most charming story you told about Brian Wilson and your last weekend was out at the airport when you were regaling us with how you and he accompanied one another to the airport to fly back, and you came in the same car, and you were...
Same limo.
Right.
We're sitting next to each other. We get out. We check in. I went to, you know, make a phone call or do something, and they went to the gate, and they boarded. And then when I boarded, I got on, and he goes, "Steve!" Hey, Brian. He goes, "Are you on this flight?" Yeah. I live in Chicago, too. Oh, that's great. That's great. And then he sat down, and he was happy. And then the pilot, at one point, we got in a little early, so he goes, "Ladies and gentlemen," she kept on speaking, "we're going to arrive in Chicago a little early, and we're picking up some good vibrations." And I look, you know, and Brian is, you know, he's like dozed off, you know. So.
Oh, well.
So when I was leaving, I said to the pilot, I said, "Good vibrations?" He goes, "Yeah. Do you think he heard that?" And I said, "You know, I think he might have been dozing off, but his wife heard it. And that's just as good."
Yeah.
The pilot seemed very pleased with himself.
Oh, that's cool.
Picking up some good vibrations.
He got to broadcast to Brian Wilson.
Yeah. And I was, you know, I think it might have also been, you know, perhaps I'm interpolating, but I think it was also a tribute to the theremin.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah. Oh,
he said,
yeah.
"How can I..." A little something for both of them. Well, and I have to say, I nailed the theremin in Minneapolis.
Did you?
Yeah. Especially when you can go to sound check, because I learned something. I learned that when you show up, they pack everything up, and then it goes to the next city, and it all looks like it's the same.
Yeah.
But nobody seems to pay attention to where, like, to the setting of the theremin. So... It was different every night, the pitch.
Uh-huh.
So I had a chance to tune it up during the sound check.
Oh, right, because that was the first sound check you actually were able to participate in.
Right. Mm. So I totally nailed it. It was very good. And did we put the Minnesota review up on doll.com?
Yes, we did, as well as the Richard Roper column from today's Chicago Sun-Times, wherein he does a review of the Milwaukee show.
I saw the rope. I look up. There's the rope. There's Jim O'Donnell. I'm on stage, and I look out. We're in Pabst Theater, Milwaukee, where it looks like Abe Lincoln's going to be shot at any moment. And I go, "Hey, that guy looks like Jim O'Donnell." He's a writer for the Chicago newspaper Sun-Times. And, in fact, it was. And he was there with Richard Roper, Tim Weigel from Channel 2 Sports in Chicago, his lovely wife, Vicky. The sad thing is, and Tim Weigel pointed this out, the three safest guys to drive with were myself, Jim O'Donnell, who used to carry a six-pack of Strohs in his coat at all times, and Brian Wilson. We were like the three most sober people there.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's sad.
Hey, have you caught Weigel's new show, that new Sunday night thing he's doing? You've been doing a lot of traveling. He's doing a new show. It's called Two on Two, and it's like a bunch of guys sitting around talking about sports, but...
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.